This message comes from 10 Things That Scare Me sponsor, BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/10things today to get 10% off your first month.
Have you ever spotted McDonald's hot, crispy fries right as they're being scooped into the carton? And time just stands still. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Sorry?
Yeah, I hear you. You hear me?
I'm sorry. Hold on 2 seconds. Okay, here we go. Number one, pooping in my pants. I had this thing where irritable bowel syndrome, colitis and stuff, and so I would get this tremendous urge to go to the bathroom and not be able to contain myself. Especially when I was in bookstores. I love to go to bookstores. Anyway, I've done it 3 or 4 times since I moved down here. You know, riding with Karen in the car. I've never done it with company, you know, or in a restaurant or anything. That's never happened. Number two, heights. Number three, not being able to breathe. I'm afraid of I'll be in a situation where I won't be able to breathe. I mean, being in the water is one of them. Although when I was in the Marines, you know, we had to swim with all our clothes and holding our rifle. Number four, vomiting. Number five, falling. Ooh, more than 2 weeks ago, I was walking to the mailbox and I had just stepped off the curb right in front of a house and I went down and broke my shoulder. I was lying there, unable to get up. Nobody was around. I yelled to Karen and she couldn't hear me. And I didn't know what was going to happen, but this belly... Worst thing that ever happened to me, you know. Number six, physical pain. My right hand is in a sling, and I can't, and even to move it, it hurts. You know, it's amazing. Have you ever had any broken arm or broken leg or anything like that? Well, before this fall, I've never had anything like that. I'm 89. I'll be 90 this coming May. Number seven, losing all my money. Every day I look to see, you know, how much money I have in the bank and how much I have in my mutual funds, and I make sure it's all there. I'm always worried something's going to happen and it's all going to be gone. Either someone is going to sneak into all my accounts and take all my stuff, or... the market will go for the bluey. Number eight, crazy people. Originally, I put down clowns. you know, but I changed it to crazy people because that's what sounds just remind me of, you know, people are out of their minds and I'm afraid of them. You know, I'm afraid I will get attacked. I'm not afraid of like robbers or getting mugged or anything like that because I'm not one of these people that looks prosperous or tries to look prosperous or anything. The only thing I had, they went to the street. I was at a, like a deserted street. It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but there was no one on the street. And this guy came over to me, and I really thought, this is it. You know, he's going to do something. And I reached in my pocket, and I took out a $5 bill or something. And I said, do you need this? And he said, yeah. And then I just walked away from him. But maybe he was just coming over to ask me for directions. I know. At this time every day, I usually give him a little bowl of milk. Picasso, I'll be with you in a minute. He doesn't understand. Number 9, arriving late. I get really uptight and tense when we're supposed to go somewhere and Karen says, we got lots of time. I don't know why I should be afraid. No one's going to yell at me. Doesn't matter if you're like 5 or 10 or 15 minutes late to something. It must have been part of it, at least from the job, you know, getting there late, missing the press conference or missing whatever. This year is like 20 years since I worked for a newspaper. I've been retired now for 20 years. Although I still have dreams about I'm working and dreams about the criminal court and covering stories and being anxious about, am I going to miss something? Will I get fired? Number 10, wearing wool. Can't stand wool. You know, I was in the Marines for 3 years and I was thinking of re-enlisting. And my cousin Julie talked me out of it. He said, you know, you should wait a while and everything. But I think the real reason I didn't re-enlist was because they had wool uniforms. I mean, to this day, I don't own anything that's wool. My name is Mike Pearl. And here are 10 things that scare me.
Mike Pearl is a retired journalist living in Georgia with Karen. The 10 Things team includes Amy Pearl, Daniel Guimet, Odelia Rubin, Sarah Sandbach, Emily Botine, and Paula Schumann. Music and sound design by Isaac Jones. You know what scares me? You know how they call New York City the naked city? Am I gonna have to get naked at some point? What are you scared of? Tell us at 10thingspodcast.org.
Hey, Amy, this is your dad. I turned 90 a month ago, and I still haven't heard my thing. When is it going to be on? I'm going to die before this thing airs on the podcast. Anyway, I love you. Let me know. Bye.